It's about what Chaim was looking for. It's Henry Ford from his book, the international book, The Main Problem of the World. Modern philosophers who build models of social systems, they should examine and test the social system in which the ancient Jews were organized.
Specifically now, when we are in a special transition in the structure of the society, it's very good to use this.
He has more sayings from that book. The Jewish religion gives the moral structure to the two other religions, meaning Christianity and Islam.
Yeah, he was very a wise person, very serious, and spoke openly. There's someone to look up to. There were prophets in Israel, there were prophets in the nations of the world, there were always both kinds. And my other request, Chaim's request, you keep, and mine. If you could see that you could save someone, you wouldn't trouble.
What do you mean,
833?
It's in the last generation. The writings of Baal HaSulam, last generation, excerpt 10, it says, if you were an island of savages where you couldn't save their lives so that they would not destroy themselves except by religion, would you doubt to organize them a religion that will save this nation from not being destroyed from the world?
No. Well done, Kola. Compared to NFC.
But there's more.
The continuation, you'll bring us tomorrow and we'll read it.
Okay, we're in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2065. The three Olamot, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. We are in the table of answers to the words. Question 168. What is the place of Bia? During Tzimtzum Bet, during the second restriction, when the ending Malchut rose to Bina of Guf, of Parzuf, Tanhi, the Ak, and Parzuf, Nekudot, the Sag, and the two lower thirds of Tiferet came out, and Nehim, below the ending Malchut, to the vacant space. Then they became the Bechina of the place of Bia, because the two thirds Tiferet became the place of Bria, and Nehi, the place of Yetzira, and Malchut, the place of Asiya.
Questions? Clear to everyone, right? Do you need to draw it? You still can't depict the drawing? Okay. I must. What can I do? I get a paycheck.
Galgalta.
Golgotha. It evolved from above down. See? It was purified. Can fill itself only down to Tabor. Then we have Ab. From Pev Golgotha down to Tabor. Cannot expand below the Tabor because it has the light of Chokhmah. And below it, where even Golgotha can't fill itself, of course Ab can't fill itself. After Ab, that was purified, we have Sag. What's the Rishimu in Gagalta? Dalad. In Ab? Dalad Gimel. In Sag? Gimel Bet. Gimel is still Chokhmah. Chokhmah reached its conclusion here in Tabor. And in Zdachachot, when it was purified, there's no more Chokhmah. Consequently, all these lights can go below the Tabor. Below Tabor.
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 ואז הם באים במיוחד אנחנו.
Then they come. We especially talk about this part that feels tanhi of Galgalta. This is the empty space, empty from the light of Chochma, but it has a reflected light that doesn't want to receive Chochma, and in addition, it has the light of Chasadim from Bet, Bet of Hitlapshut. Clothing. It's Bina. And here is Bina Daled influencing Bina. So it turns out that Daled restricts the bet in a degree called Chazeh. Chazeh the Nekudot the Sag. This is Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura, third of Tiferet. Two-thirds of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. So this is here the place of the world of Atzilut. Two-thirds is the place of the world of Boya. Netzach, Hod, Yesod, the place of the world of Yetzirah. And Malchut is the place of the world of Asiya. That's it. So we have here... Sorry. This is Bet Bet. This is Bet Aleph. Roshimot. Everything is clear. What's up with you, Niv? You should feel ashamed to ask.
What is Yud? Excuse me. You wrote Yetzirah is Nehi? It's the entire Nehi?
All of Nehi is Yetzirah.
Not just Netzachod, also Yesod.
Including Yesod. You want to just stick it to me, that I draw like that? What else for the other questions? Another one.
You started by saying that 2 and 3, Bet and Gimel, rise above the Tabu.
Gimel Bet? Gimel Bet is above Tabu. This is Gimel of Hitlapshut and Bet of Aviut. The important thing is Gimel of Hitlapshut, that's why it cannot go below the Tabu. Because Gimel of Hitlapshut is the Lad of Chochmah. But here, the Lad of Chochmah ends and we begin to have only Chasadim, Bet Bet. Here Chasadim come to Bet Aleph, so it turns out that all those lights can go down because these lights belong only to Bina, and they expand below the Tabor, and they fill Nehi of Ak, and they pull Nehi of Ak to influence Bina Daled.
But why should the light of Chochmah disappear all of a sudden? You said that the light of Chochmah disappears. Why does it disappear?
I'll explain to you. In order to receive the light of Chochmah, you need to have enough strength, strong enough. You need to have a great desire, meaning a great deficiency, and a great screen. I'm owner of a restaurant. I'm sorry, I come to a restaurant. Salads, dairy, various light soft drinks, no problem. Fish and meat. Oh, why not? But check if you have the money. Fish costs that much and meat even more. So everything depends on the screen. If the screen Shoresh Aleph and Bet, you don't have Lalef Chochmah, only Chasadim. If the screen is Gimel and Daled, here you have Chochmah.
As if the light of Chochmah, as if it's not sympathetic towards me,
I don't understand.
But I don't specifically love the light of Chochmah. I can't do it without it, but...
I don't understand this pleasant, unpleasant.
Light of Chochmah gives me all the troubles, all the coarseness.
I don't want to...
What is the role of the light of Chochmah?
The light of Chochmah is the light that comes from the Creator.
And what is its role in the system?
It's the light of the purpose of creation, the purpose to receive and to enjoy the light of Chochmah. It's the Creator that is revealed in me, it's the light of Chochmah.
I thought that was the light of Chassadim.
No, the light of Chassadim is the correction of creation.
Ah, and the light of Chochmah...
The Creator that appears in Himself is Chochmah.
But then I discover that all the problems are in me.
I don't want to get into your problems.
I really don't understand what is the role of the light of Chochmah.
The revelation of the Creator in the creature is called light of Chochmah. Period.
The revelation of the Creator?
Yeah. Let's go.
Next question. 170. What is a place of settlement? Like the place of Bia in general is divided into Galgalta and the nine Bia, which are Madora Kedusha, the compartment of Dusha, and the 14 Sefirot, which are a permanent compartment to the Klipot. So this world, HaOlam HaZeh, is also divided into a place of settlement, which includes Bia, which are the place of the temple, the land of Israel, and outside of Israel, and the place of ruin, which are the deserts, where people do not settle, a land which no man had crossed.
What did you read?
Question 170 in page 2066.
Just as the place of Bia, in general, is divided into three worlds.
Three Olamot Bia, which are the compartment of Kedusha, and the 14 Sefirot, which are a permanent compartment to the Klipot. Also, HaOlam HaZeh is divided into a settled place, which includes Bia, which are the place of the temple, land of Israel, and outside of Israel, and the place of ruin, which are the deserts, where people do not settle, where no man had crossed.
Okay. According to this division that we have between Atzilut and Bia, the same division we have here, not only here, also inside the Klipot, in each and every state. Because in each state, it doesn't come from here, it stems from the Nekudot of Sag, as we drew here. Where ultimately, this Nekudot of Sag are the attitude between the vessels of bestowal and vessel of reception, and that determines all the divisions.
About the drawing. From the moment there's Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, how come there's a further development? The light does not enter the Kli, so what develops the Kli?
Second restriction just doesn't happen because there is or isn't any light. Rather, it happens because the vessel feels that it has no screen on its desire. If the second restriction would be on the lights, as you say, it would be a shattering. You're asking correctly. If the lights of Chochmah would expand below Tabu, and suddenly Pchinat Dalet would appear there, the appearance of that Pchinat, it was like a shattering. Because it's only the light of Chassadim, and then Pchinat Dalet comes, then it only trims them. Chassadim, nice, but down to here. More than that, I can't. You can ask, so why can't they now receive the light of Chassadim below the Chazeh? They can receive it. Can they receive it or not? They can. But such chassadim, in which the light of Chochmah will never appear. There is a difference. There's light of chassadim that is above the parsa, and the light of chassadim that's below the parsa. But above the parsa is the light of chassadim that is capable of receiving the light of Chochmah. And below the parsa, no. On the contrary, the light of chassadim there is pushing the vessels from below the parsa to above the parsa.
So what causes what the kelim to develop from the moment there's tzimtzum bit? What causes the kelim to develop?
They continue to evolve with this restriction of the second restriction. They have the strength, you know, bestow not to bestow. They can receive that.
On base of what deficiency they develop if there's the second restriction?
Bestow contentment to the Creator. There's no other deficiency. Even if I receive only a tiny bit, if this is what I'm capable of receiving in order to bestow, for me it's considered a huge thing.
So light gets there or doesn't get there?
The light of Dvekut gets there. Not the light of the purpose of creation, but the light of correction of correction of creation. And gradually, through these lights of correction, these vessels are corrected until they come to a state where they can receive the light of Chochmah, of the end of correction.
So why the second restriction is required? If light of the correction of creation goes there, why do we need the second restriction for?
Why do we need it? It's not a question. The vessel simply cannot withstand the state where the light shines on him if he would not restrict himself.
So what's the point of having chassadim there?
That even in the second restriction, he can bestow to the Creator contentment to his Maker. Even in second restriction, even when he does seemingly does nothing. You say, if I can't receive in order to bestow from the host, what do I have to do next to him? Even if I receive water, some bread, it's already some bestowal, because I work against my will to receive. It's not how much I receive. It could be a little baby, and he gives the biggest pleasure, biggest contentment. It's a question of if I can do it in order to bestow with everything I've got. A little child is bestowing to his mother 100%, because he's doing it like that, without any thought, without any work, nothing, 100%. Because he's included in her. He's using her love. That's why he's giving her the greatest contentment. The more he separates from her, the less contentment he gives.
So in Tzimtzum Bet, the desire is used, the kli is being used?
Yeah, even in vessels of bestowal. Those are vessels of bestowal. They bestow, but it's not like in receiving in order to bestow. There you bestow by being similar to the Creator. This is a different kind of work. But it depends on the power of the creature. If I'm incapable of doing more, then I'm doing it, and I'm happy in my lot.
So, on what exactly is the restriction?
A restriction on the vessels where I cannot receive in them in order to bestow. Tanhi of Nekudot of Sag, we're already restricted. In them I cannot receive in order to bestow. You can say, but Nehi of Ak, in those vessels I also can't receive in order to bestow. What is it adding to me? This adds to me the restriction in Bina. Look at the drawing. In Pchina Dalet, here, you can't receive in order to bestow at all, of course. It's empty. I wrote it. But here you have the expansion of Bina, Bet. Bet Itlapshut, Bet Daviut. It expands down here below. You see, Bet. These lights expanded below. These are the lights that were restricted. Bina was restricted. Here it's Malchut and here it's Bina. And then we, from that point, we work only with Bina. As much as Malchut can join Bina, restrict it, how much it can receive from Bina and expand itself. This is the work. You have to get into it more emotionally, more specifically, digest it a bit more, chew it. What is vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal? There are no vessels of bestowal. This is a contradiction. A vessel is a vessel of reception. So what is a vessel of bestowal? Dehashpa. Okay, next.
Question 172. What is the place of Nukva? The four sefirot of the Achoraim, posterior, the Zeranpin, are the place of Nukva, meaning from Chazé and below.
It's clear to us. And there's no Nukva, rather an expansion of Tanhi of the Anpin. They built the place for the Nukva and the Nukva itself. Since where does she get all her qualities? Say, look at answer 56. Let's see.
Answer 56.
2051.
Page 2051. Question 56. What does Dalet imply to the Nukva? The Nukva, from her root, is in Zad the Nikudim. It is the Bechina of the point, the ending point, which is called the point of Chazé, where Zad the Nikudim ended during the Katnut. And during the Gadlut, by a new light of Absag, which brought back the Achap of all the degrees, and they connected to their degree, and also Tanhim, which came outside the end of Atzilut, they too returned and connected to Zat the Nikudim. Then the Nukva gained these Tanhim to her share, and they became her Barim Nine, because she expanded into a complete Partsuf. Therefore, in the world of correction, the Nukva is resorted from the shattering, and once again she obtains her Tanhim, which became her Barim Nine during the Gadlut of Nikudim. Only not in way of expansion to Bi'ah, but she is built from them above the Parsa of Atzilut. Therefore, the origin of Nukva is only the four Sefirot Tanhim, meaning from Chazé de Nikudim and below, and she is called Daled after that, four Sefirot of Kelim de Achoraim only.
Instead of having Tanhi of Nekudat Tesag and then Tanhi of Nikudim, where the shattering took place, especially Achap of the world of Nikudim, instead of that, in place of that, we have Nukva that is above the Parsa that was created from Tanhi of Zohan Pin. And then we are working with this Nukva. We need to correct it until it reaches the height of Zohan Pin, the two great lights. And then we say that it reaches the end of correction.
We're in question Kuf Ein Gimel 173. What is the place of the ending of Or Makif? The ending point of Orot de Yosher, direct light, meaning the line of Ein Sof, is also the ending point of the circles and lines of the surroundings, both in the first restriction and the second restriction. Only the difference is because in Orot de Yosher, lights of lines, the ending point is below, and there she detains the light from expanding any further. And in the lights of surroundings, the ending point is in their center, in a way that the circle, the inner, most inner circle of the surroundings, which is their last, surrounds the point that ends the lines. And the place of Nekuda is a vacant place, both from inner light and the surrounding lights. Again, the question 173, what is the place of the end of surrounding lights? The ending point of the lights of Yosher, meaning the line of Ein Sof, is also the ending point of the circles and lines of surroundings, both in the first restriction and the second restriction.
Meaning the darkness is complete, absolute. There isn't more. You hear that, Niv? You're afraid? You don't know what it is. it's called the elimination of Malchut. It's something horrible. I'm telling you, remember that. It's something terrible. Horrific. Why? Because there are no surrounding and no inner light. Well, inner lights, we don't have. There's some illumination, but there's the illumination of the surrounding lights, thanks to which we exist. But if the surrounding is gone, the vessel cannot hold. Even illumination from afar of that point that has no inner light or surrounding light, it's beyond death, because light is life, nevertheless. So this central point is very serious, important.
However, the difference is because in the lights of Yosher, the ending point is below, and there she detains the light from expanding any further.
Let's say at the end of Siyum Raglin.
And in the lights of surroundings, the ending point is in their center, in a way that the most inner circle of the surroundings, which is their last, it surrounds around the ending point of the Yosher. And the place of the Nekuda, the place of the point, is a vacant space, both from the inner lights and the surrounding lights.
Can someone explain it to me? Meaning it's a different kind of darkness. The end of the line and the end of the circles. How can you explain it?
The end of the line is the lesser place, and the internality of the circle is the most important place. It's a contradiction. It is also the most darkest and the most important.
Continue. More. What is the essence of the end of the line? It's the end, but of a line. What is that?
Malchut of Malchut.
Not these words, Malchut.
And the circle is everything. This is wholeness. This is perfection. This is to connect the inclusive quality.
And the line, the kav? Nif, say it.
It's the end of the line.
What does it symbolize?
There's no way to bestow anymore.
End of bestowal. I have no more strength to bestow, no more power to bestow. It is nevertheless belonging to the kav, to the line. That's the end of the line. So on the one hand it's a line, on the other hand it's the end of it. Now, circles. So what is the end of the circles? What do the circles give us?
No, cry.
What bestowal? What kind of bestowal? Circles give me a future. And if that disappears, you know, that's not despair. That's so. A line is the present, and circles is the future. And if both are gone, it's really the state of the end, truly. A little more.
Question 175. What is breaking and breaching the masach? The nature of every masach is to detain the upper light from not crossing its tabur and below. Therefore, when the upper light meets it, a coupling of striking is made because it rejects the light backward and raises a reflected light and closes the direct light as known. Sometimes the upper light overcomes the masach and breaks the detaining force of it and passes it downward. And this is called shattering and breaching. And this is during the diminishment of the moon, because the bottom nine of Parzuf of Achor of Nukva breached the Masach and the Parsa below Atzilut and passed through it below to Bia.
Okay, we didn't learn about it. It's part 15. We have to conclude. We'll continue tomorrow. And?
Let's sing a song together.
הבחירה היא בידיך ואין כאן את מי להאשים אם הוא נסתר עוד מעיניך אז בוא תבחר בחברים כל הניסיונות להתגבר הצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב אז בוא נבחר בלאור הבחירה היא בידיך אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב הרי בחרת בחיים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב La 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 שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב בוא נבחר בלאור אז בוא נבחר בלאור אז בוא נבחר בלאור